Hey everybody, Nate Carter here with today's Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional, and we're continuing in our New Year's New Testament reading plan. Today we're in Matthew chapter 12, and there's a short couple of verses in here that have plagued me for years, a couple of verses that have really haunted me, in fact, and it's the idea of the unforgivable sin, and I can remember through the years wondering, gosh, have I committed the unforgivable sin? Have I done the one thing that will keep me from entering into God's presence forever? It's left me awake at night. Perhaps it has for you too. Now, the context for this is really important because Jesus has just done a miracle. He's just healed somebody. In Matthew 12, verse 24, says, when the Pharisees heard about the miracle, they said, "No wonder he can cast out demons. He gets his power from Satan, the prince of demons." And Jesus goes on to explain why that's not possible, that he can't be fueled by the power of Satan, and you can read that, and there's a wonderful defense that he does. But then right after that, he says, "So I tell you," this is verse 31, "every sin and blasphemy can be forgiven except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, which will never be forgiven. Anyone who speaks against the Son of Man can be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven, either in this world or in the world to come." So doesn't that kind of freak you out a little bit and wonder, gosh, have I ever done that? Have I ever, written myself out of the book of life? This is so important to read, and it teaches a really important lesson about good Bible study, because it's all about context. If you read those two verses on their own, you could wonder, gosh, what is it? What is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, and have I done that? But if you read the context of it, the Pharisees are saying, Jesus, you get your power from Satan. I mean, it's just the most insulting, degrading thing they could possibly say to anyone, let alone the Son of God. And as they are saying that, what they're essentially saying is that Jesus is not God, that the Holy Spirit is not fueling Jesus' work, but rather Satan is fueling Jesus' work. So the interpretation of this verse, this blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, is basically, if you were to say God is not God, that God, in this case, they're saying God is Satan. And you can see how that can be an unforgivable offense. But basically, you're saying that Jesus is not fueled by the Holy Spirit's power. He's fueled by Satan's power, and therefore he is not God. For any of us to make that claim obviously would discredit us from being part of the kingdom of God, because we're not claiming Jesus is God. We're not claiming the messianic truth of who Jesus is and his person as one of the persons of the Trinity. So I hope that sets your heart at ease today, because clearly if you're watching this, if you're part of the community of faith, you have trusted Jesus as your Messiah, and you have said, yes, Jesus is Lord. He is fully God as well as being fully man. Hope that encourages you today. Rest easy tonight and have a great rest of your day. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.